Welcome to Dark Mode, the podcast that brings you sage advice from two technology experts. But that's not just what we call ourselves. It's what our moms tell people. Oh my, this is throwing me off so much. I'm like, actually, like, don't know what to say.
It's okay.
It's not just what we call ourselves. It's what our moms tell people when their best friend teleports into their room and they don't know what the hell's going on out there. I'm your host, Luke Miani.
And I'm your host, Noah Rubin. On the show, we take questions from listeners, attempt to answer them to varying degrees of success, and maybe even have an in-person laugh or two along the way.
Oh my.
Yes. And to explain, if you're watching the video podcast, you might notice that we're both in the same room, which Luke did not know was going to happen until about 5 minutes ago.
That would be correct.
So I guess I can explain a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, your birthday's coming up on Tuesday.
Ooh.
And I thought it'd be fun to come and surprise you. And I've thought about doing that for a while. Like since you moved here, I'm like, oh, that'd be a fun thing to do sometime.
It would be a good bit.
It's like pretty easy to do. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna, like, this year was a good year to do it. So I coordinated with Sam.
Wow.
And he picked me up from the airport. And I was just hiding at his place. And then when the podcast started, I messaged you and I was like, can you start the show? I'm going to join in a minute or two and I want to do a bit. Because I was like, I figured if I said that I was running late, you'd probably be like, oh, it's okay, I'll just wait for you. But I'm like, I wanted you to be like live streaming.
You wanted it on camera live.
Yes, I wanted it live. So I was like, okay, that's how I'll get you to do it. And then I was gonna, like, I told Sam, I'm like, text Luke and tell him that, like, he'd be like, oh, I have to come grab something from your place. Because I was like, if we just walk in here and there's, like, people walking around in your house, like, that's gonna scare the shit out of you.
Well, unfortunately for me, I have no self-awareness or awareness. So you guys broke into my house and I had no idea. Until you were standing in the room.
No, so Sam, yeah, I was like, you should text him, be like, oh, there might be a, like, oh, I gotta grab something, just so he knows that someone's in the house. And Sam's like, no, I think if we just sneak in, it'll be fine. He's not gonna notice. And I was like, okay, you know, fair enough. So we did. We broke into the house. We snuck up here. And you literally, because, like, up at the third floor, there's the stairs kind of wrap around. So, like, you could see us walking up the stairs if you were looking there.
If I was.
And so I was like, oh, I was nervous about that. I'm like, oh, I'll crouch down. Or I was like, Sam, go in front of me and I'll, like, try to hide behind him or whatever. But, like, we didn't even have to do that.
You guys had so much.
We just fucking came up here.
You guys had planned so much trickery. And meanwhile, I was sitting here like, do-do-do-do-do-do, completely unaware.
No, it was just, oh my God, it was so good. But yeah, and then I literally just stood in the door until you looked over. I stood in the door, you didn't look, and then I literally walked into the room, and then you looked over. And
my object permanence is, I'm still working on that.
It's okay.
No, well, okay, to be fair, in my defense,
yes.
There's no light on out there, so it is
true,
just dark.
True.
Which helped you. You came in the cover of darkness.
Yes.
And you were able to sneak by my defenses.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But no, this
is a wake-up call for me and my personal home security, though. I'll tell you that much.
Well, if I'm staying here, then I think I should be nervous, too.
You absolutely should be nervous. Yeah. You should be terrified.
We'll see how that goes. No, but this was like, oh, this is great. Because when you were, when you texted me, you're like, are you going to do the show today? I was literally on my way to the airport. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yes, sir. I'm good to do
That's
it today.
That's so funny.
I was on my way to the airport. When you were texting about watching The Chair Company, you were like, oh, it'd be so much fun if we could all watch it together.
I know.
And I waited. I've watched everything except for the finale, but I waited. Really? But I waited on purpose because I knew I was going to come here.
Oh, wow. How long have you known that you were going to be coming here?
A couple weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had this. I'll see when I first texted
Sam
about it, but I've had this plan for a while.
That's
and
crazy.
I booked the bus. And that's why I asked you. I was like, oh, do you know what your plan is? Because originally I was going to come on Tuesday. But then when you guys said you're going to leave on Friday, I was like, oh, I'll come earlier so that I can be here for a decent amount of time.
Wow.
So I was like, we're sneaking, we're figuring some stuff out. And I'm glad that you had no idea.
Wow, that's crazy. And honestly, I got to say, I'm impressed that Sam didn't slip.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Sam, like, he slipped on those types of things before. Mm. There was one time where I was coming back from the airport and I think it was after Thanksgiving, and Andrew and Thanos, my co-host on the Middle Lane, and had, you know, moved to LA, and Sam was coming to pick me up from the airport, and he just said, like, oh, we'll be there soon. And he just that little slip, and then I got there, and I was like, oh, what's up, guys? How are you doing? And he was like, what? How did you know? So, honestly, I guess that was a learning experience for him, and he figured out how to not get tricked.
That's great. Oh, and then one other thing I want to mention is I set my location to go come from my iPad, which I left in my room. I told you this already, but just for context, because I knew I'm like, you have my location and I didn't want you. So I was like, I did a test with it where I like did it a couple like last night, and I made sure, like, I checked on my other friend's phone. I'm like, okay, it looks convincing.
And then
I did it today, so now I can switch it back over. That's crazy. But yeah, so it's just my iPad sitting in my room, and I will switch it back to the real location.
Whoa. You should become like a secret agent.
You know, that could be a possible career path now.
If I was like a government target that you had to take me out, you would have gotten away with it. This would have been the cleanest hit job in history.
Oh, yeah, no, you wouldn't even know what hit you.
Literally. It would have just been completely off the books. You would have gotten away scot-free. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you blew your cover.
Yes, I'm glad I didn't kill me. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so yeah, this is it. This is our last show of the year, which is kind of crazy. Well, not that crazy, because it's December 14th.
Yeah.
And, you know, the next couple of weeks, I don't think there's going to be that many regular viewers anyway. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Not much. A lot of holidays and events, and not much tech news, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be an Apple event between now and January, would be my guess.
I don't think so.
And you know what? Speaking of which, I was sort of compiling a list of like all of the products that Apple announced this year so that we could kind of do like a year in review.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, I was thinking that there were rumors about like a November event or mm-hmm. something, and that never happened.
There's gonna be a new Apple TV and HomePod Mini.
Yeah, AirTags.
Oh, the AirTag, yeah.
Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff that didn't happen.
Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. So, okay, I might need the help of chat here, but I think I'm correct in saying that if we go chronologically through the year, I think the first thing that they did this year was the M4 MacBook Air.
Okay.
And then, was it the iPhone? We have gotten very little hardware.
Was it really that?
I there might have been like an iPad refresh or something too.
I'm trying to. Well, the iPad Pro was after the iPhone. The iPad, there might have been an Air or something. I don't know.
I was trying to pull up the list of Apple products, Wikipedia. This always helps me. So let's see. What do we have for everything this year? Okay. Oof. Yeah. So February. Oh, the iPhone 16e. I forgot about
how
the 16e.
How could you forget?
Such a memorable and great product there.
Yeah.
Then, of course, who could forget the magic keyboard for iPad Air?
Wow.
That was a banger. We had that's right. There was the iPad Air. Got the chip refresh.
For sure.
The regular iPad got a chip refresh. The MacBook Air got a chip refresh. And the Mac Studio. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot that that was this year. Again, because it was so unmemorable.
Yeah.
Because it was... Honestly, I gotta say that... So that's the entire first half of the year.
Is like basically nothing.
Was just iPhone 16e, which is bad.
Yeah.
iPad refreshes, which are, you know, whatever. MacBook Air refresh. I mean, it's good. It's a good chip, but, you know.
But it's not exciting.
It's a refresh. Yeah. And then the Mac Studio, I would say it was, like, even below that level.
Yeah.
Because, like, the M4 Max Mac Studio, I guess, is fine. It's a good deal. But then they did the M3 Ultra.
Yeah.
Which is, like, barely any faster. I still have that computer, by the way. I haven't even used it yet.
Damn, that's crazy.
Because I bricked the SSD.
From swapping it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I actually have to go pick that up. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. That can be our field trip.
Ooh.
And then, of course, September, we had the MagSafe battery.
The terrible MagSafe battery.
Which is just an iPhone Air battery in a case.
Yep.
We had the third generation AirPods Pro.
Controversial.
We'll come back to that. We'll come back and do a deeper dive.
This is gonna be a pretty easy recap because it's not like that.
Yeah, no, this episode is gonna be 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Then we had the Apple Watch SE 3, which I don't even remember what's new about that.
I think that was decent for anyone that cares about the SE. I think the build quality was a lot better and the screen was bigger. So I think that was okay if you care about the SE.
The thing is, though, just buy a used Apple Watch.
No, I agree.
The SE is kind of pointless.
Yeah, get a used 10, 9, even 8.
Yeah, you can get a Series 9 for like $120.
Yeah, and it's going to be better.
It's better.
Yeah.
Then there was the Apple Watch Series 11, also just a refresh. Yeah. Didn't really do very much.
Yeah.
Apple Watch Ultra 3, what a surprise. It's a refresh.
Yeah.
The iPhone 17, and then our GOAT, the best of all time, the iPhone 17 Air. Oh,
my beloved.
Oh, I love that thing so much.
Yes.
Then the Pro and Pro Max, obviously. And then we had the Vision Pro M5.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, that was exciting.
I rushed out to buy that one.
Yeah. Oh, me too. You know it. And then the iPad Pro M5, the MacBook Pro M5. That's
like nothing.
This was probably one of the worst years for Apple products in recent history. And I remember last year saying, hey, this year was the worst year for Apple products in recent history. Like, what are we doing here, folks?
I feel like the only interesting things this year were the AirPods and the iPhones.
Yeah. And even then, I feel like the iPhone Air.
Yeah.
I think the iPhone Air, if we had to do, we'll do the dark mode Apple Product of the Year Awards.
Ooh, I think we know what it's going to be.
It's going to be the iPhone Air gets everything and nothing else matters.
Yeah.
So thank you all for watching. We didn't even have to do like the, you know, the big stage where we open an envelope or whatever. Because the iPhone Air is the only product that was actually anything.
Yeah, I agree.
Good God.
Yeah.
It's very... See, what's weird, though, is I feel less weird almost about this year just because I think next year has a lot on the docket.
That's true.
And I think maybe part of why last year felt like such a bummer was because there was nothing on the horizon.
Mm.
And that's what and to be fair, we talked about that. If you go back to our episodes from a year ago, you will find us talking about how Apple fell off and they're doing nothing interesting. And what did they do this year? Nothing interesting.
Pretty much.
It's kind of, we kind of nailed it. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Next year, there's definitely some stuff. We're going to start to get some refreshes. Well, not some redesigns, I should say. We've gotten plenty of refreshes. Hopefully, we'll start getting some redesigns.
I'm tired of refreshes.
No, I know. But this year was... I mean, we'll go through it, but like AirPods Pro 3, I think those were kind of controversial. We'll talk about those. 17, the iPhone 17 regular was a very solid upgrade, but not particularly exciting. Just like, it's about time that they did all that stuff.
Right.
You know?
It's a good value play.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like going to the grocery store and you find they have a really good sale.
Yeah.
You might be happy about it, but you're not like, oh my gosh, this is some crazy new thing. You're like, okay. I got a good value.
I feel like it's not even a sale. It's like you go into the grocery store and it's like new price. Mm. And you're like, it's like, oh, this is, I bought these strawberries last week for $5 and now they're only $4.
And they're slightly juicier.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So yeah, let's go through them one by one and I think we should rank everything out of 10.
Okay, yeah.
And we can explain our ranking system. I don't think there's going to be
vibes-based ranking.
I think it will be vibes-based.
I think that's okay.
And it's going to be relative. Like, I would say, let's establish that a 5 is, like, no emotions, and lower than 5 is negative, and greater than 5 is positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, separate that out a little bit, because I don't want people thinking that, like, a 6 is, like, really good.
Yes, I agree.
I think that's a good distinction. And we'll allow decimals. We'll allow 0.5s.
Okay, only 0.5.
Only 0.5s. Okay. Anything more than that, we got to come to a consensus.
So it's really a scale from 1 to 20.
Yes, okay, if you want to put it like that, but that's weirder.
Okay, fine, fine. 1 to 10 with 0.5s.
Like, what? Oh, the new Mac Studio, that gets a 13. What? No one's going to know what that means.
All right. Out of 10.
So, it's a out of 10, 0.5 is acceptable, all right, but not preferred.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, we'll start back in February. The iPhone 16e. 2.
Yeah, I'm going to... Okay, here's my thought. I know someone that has a 16e,
okay,
by the way, which is might be shocking. Do you know anyone that has a 16e?
Not one.
No. I know one person who does, and I told him not to get it. I advised against it.
You tried your best.
I tried. But here's the thing. Mm. The 16e... isn't objectively a bad phone. It's just a bad value for the price. It's too expensive. Yes.
I do think it's a little bit of a bad phone. Because it... I don't know. I just feel like... And I know that people are going to make fun of me because when I say it makes sacrifices for no reason, mm-hmm, they're going to say, oh, but you like the iPhone Air.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But... the iPhone 16e, I don't know, man. It's just, it's the epitome of a spreadsheet phone. It should be cheaper.
Yeah.
If it was $449, I'd be like, yeah, sure, good phone. But it's, what is it, $599?
I think so, yeah.
And it's just, dude, also, whenever I go to an Apple store and you see the iPhone 16e's, and they have this modified... MagSafe, yeah, stand.
Because there's no MagSafe. Because
there's no MagSafe. And I'm like, this is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's the thing. I think that's crazy that they don't have MagSafe in it because, like, they have... Apple has so many MagSafe accessories.
Yeah.
It's like, just put a few magnets in there.
It couldn't have possibly... It's a $600 phone. It's not even that cheap.
Yeah, just put a little ring of magnets in there. Is it really that hard?
It's boring, it's uninspired. The nicest thing that I've ever heard anyone say about it is that the back design is clean because it has one camera.
That's what I was gonna say. The back looks good and that's it.
And even then, I don't know, it looks good in the sense that, like, I don't know, it looks like a Nissan Leaf. Or it's like a Tesla Model 3.
It's like a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
It's no toppings.
It's clean and it's minimalist,
yeah,
but that's just because it's uninteresting.
I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
You're generous.
It definitely has to be below 5 because it's a negative sentiment.
100% net negative.
You say 2, I'm gonna say 2.5.
Okay, I'll go with that, with the 2.5, because then it's like it's halfway between neutral and hatred.
Because it's not a great thing. It's not a great product to begin with. It's a bad value, but it's not like, you know, if you buy it, at least you have like a perfectly usable phone.
Yeah.
So you know, 2.5.
Yeah, but that's a very low bar.
Wait, what would a 0 be? Has Apple ever made a 0 product or a 1? Like, what's worse than this? I feel like we got to ground this. What's worse than the 16e?
Well, I would say that I think we're establishing our scale in a relative sense.
Yeah.
And, I mean, viewers won't be able to see this, but there is something that I think could be a little lower.
Okay, fair enough. All right. I could do 2. I could do 2.5. I could go either way.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a 2.5. Right, we'll I don't want to be too mean.
We'll give it a 2.5.
So next up we have, I'm just going to lump in the 3 iPad Airs.
Yeah.
Because there was the M3, 13, and 11. And then the regular iPad, which got, I don't know, some chip.
A16 says. How old is that? Isn't that like 2 or 3 years old?
Did it actually? Is that real? Or are they talking? I guess it is the A16 chip. Why did they do that? See, those are the types of things, like, I can't even pay attention to those spec bumps anymore. Because they're just, like, I didn't care about that product 3 years ago when they announced it. Maybe even less than that, but it feels like forever because who gives a crap? And yeah. I don't know. It's just like, I understand people always defend the, the cheap products like the 16E, the, you know, previous iPhone on sale for $100 less, the iPad Airs or whatever. People defend those as being like, you know, if you need something basic, but with like any amount of effort, you can buy a refurbished, you can buy a deal on like Best Buy or Amazon or wherever and get a way better value. So I don't, and I understand that some people aren't going to do that. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're bad people for doing that. But like, if you're watching this channel, chances are you care enough to not be that person. So I'm not going to waste my time defending that product.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people that like watch this are probably into the secondhand and because like you talk about that stuff a lot.
Yeah, so it was the 11th gen iPad, A16 chip, it had more storage. wow!
It starts with 128. Did it start with 64 before?
Oh yeah, it must have.
Crazy. Oh yeah, 64 and 256. That's crazy.
That's diabolical. Okay, so they made the product less crap, and they put an A16 chip in it, and they said, "Oh, it's 30% faster." Yeah, because you had a brick in it before. Yeah. Okay, that iPad gets a 3.
Sure. I agree with what you said. I feel like if you're going to buy this iPad, I mean, it's $350 to buy it new. That is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And it is significantly cheaper. I feel like the iPads have a little bit better of a spread than the iPhones in terms of like the price laddering. But even still, I agree with you. You should either just save your money to get like an iPad Air or buy a refurbished iPad Air, refurbished iPad Pro. I don't think that the base iPad is really worth it.
Yeah, it's looking like you can't really get an iPad Pro in that price range unless you get a 2018, which is going to be pretty slow. Mm-hmm. You can get, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like you'd probably have to go on eBay if you wanted something that cheap.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go it up. Maybe we'll be generous. We'll give it a 4.
Okay, I guess, because I could see, the Air is, how much, $599?
Yeah, the Air, honestly, we can do the Air as well. I'm going to give the Air a 3. I'm getting very, Apple needs to do something with the with the iPad Air. And I said that this year with the iPhone Air, because they actually made the Air name mean something again.
Yeah.
The iPad Air and the MacBook Air have basically replaced the no suffix sort of base model.
Mm-hmm.
And like the iPad Air is thicker than the iPad Pro.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So yeah, and we're now on the fourth refresh, because it was 2021 that they did the redesigned iPad Air, which doesn't even really count as a redesign because it's just the iPad Pro 2018 design with thicker bezels.
Yeah, and then it still has Touch ID, right?
Yep.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Every iPhone has Face ID.
And it still has LCD, and I don't think it has ProMotion.
That's crazy.
If I'm not mistaken, we'll check the Wikipedia link here just to check.
That's the MacBook Air.
Oh, it is the MacBook Air. But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it doesn't. And it's like one of those things where in 2021, that is fine. I get that. But now, I guess we should do the compare tool. That's a better way to check the specs.
It's at the bottom left.
Oh, there it is. So the iPad Pro. Yeah, no, it is. It's Liquid Retina, no ProMotion.
Damn.
No nano texture. Yeah, dude. That's just kind of not interesting enough to be worth $600.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, what did they do? They put the M3 in it, and did they do anything else to it? I don't know if they didn't. Maybe they changed the colors. I don't know.
Also, somebody just pointed out it was 2020, generation. So it's been 5 years that they have not, like you said, still on Touch ID, still on the thick bezels, still LCD without ProMotion. And like people are like, oh yeah, my iPad Air M2 has been great. That's great. But this year when they refreshed it again, like dude, you gotta do something. Everyone always talks about how the iPad is stagnant and then they just don't change it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, to be fair, you know, I feel like if they do the chip swap and they go from an M2 to an M3, I don't know how much of a difference that's going to make in an iPad.
No, nothing.
But that's the thing, that it's like, it's so uninteresting because the only, like, the thing that they did doesn't matter, but they're not doing any of the stuff that actually does matter.
Yeah. Like, I would have rather they kept the M2 chip and given it Face ID.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy. Easy. And even then, like, you can get iPad Pros all day long for the iPad Air's price. You can get, like, one previous iPad Pro, maybe two previous, which, by the way, is going to have the same chip because the iPad Air is several years behind. So you can get an M2, M3 iPad Pro, or did they do an M3 iPad Pro? I don't think they...
I don't remember.
They might have done.
I don't know.
Dude, it gets... Sometimes it's hard to keep track because everything's so dull.
Yeah. So what do we say? 3 for the iPad Air?
Yeah, weirdly, I'm going to... Yeah, I think lower for this year's iPad Air refresh than the base iPad.
I feel like, yeah, because with the iPad, like, the update... Like, upping the base storage is such a quality of life thing. We'll talk about it with the iPhone 17. But also the fact that, like, the iPad... It's not the base iPad's not great, but it's like $350.
Yeah, at least it's cheap.
It's cheap and it's not trying to compete with, like, the Air is like, it's too expensive for what it is, and it's boring now. So I agree. I think it's worse.
For me to ever be excited about an iPad Air, they would have to make it $100 less, give it ProMotion and Face ID. And then I'd say, hey, okay, good. Yeah, that's nice. But at this point, it is, dude, you can't just go 5 years of chip swaps. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Are you insane? So then the next up was the MacBook Air. Now, the MacBook Air this year, well, we both have one.
I have one.
Look at that.
I brought it with me.
Did you just got with that Best Buy deal, right?
Yeah, I got it on Amazon, but it was same price. It was $750. Crazy.
Dude, I'm gonna immediately have to say that that MacBook Air for me, I think has to get at least a 7. And it's not to say that this refresh was particularly exciting, because it wasn't. This is now the third refresh. We've had the M2, the M3, and the M4.
Yeah.
But the M4 chip is noticeably faster. And it does make the MacBook Air feel supremely capable. I also tested it against... I had a video that went up about, you know, a couple weeks ago where I went on when that deal was running for $750. I was like, that is insanely good. Is there anything in the Windows space that can even come close to this?
I watched that video. It was good.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And it was crazy what
it's
what you
nuts.
Got. Yeah.
Because I literally, so for that video, I bought 3 Windows laptops at $700, $900, and $1,000. Some were on sale. I had ARM, AMD, and Intel. Mm-hmm. They were all, like, every single one of them was originally priced at or above $1,000. So these are like the most comparable. I sorted by like most popular. So these are what people are actually buying. Every single one of those laptops was abysmal garbage. They're so crap. They're slow. Every single one of them was slower.
Damn.
The Intel Core Ultra 9 laptop got the closest, but keep in mind that was a $1,300 laptop originally. So more expensive. Thing is covered in vents on the bottom to cool that thing. All of them had fans, even the ARM laptop. The build quality isn't good. The screens, they were all 1080p screens.
Damn.
Couldn't find a single. And they had OLED. I'm like, dude, I 100% would rather have a Retina LCD versus a 1080p OLED.
Yeah.
Not a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, the MacBook Air is just goated.
No, I agree. I've talked about it on the podcast a lot. I don't think we've talked about it since I got it.
I don't think so.
Because we have, I don't know if we've done a show since I got it.
That is also possible.
But, yeah, I got it a few weeks ago, and, like, I just did an international trip, and I took that instead of my MacBook Pro, and that was great. I loved having that little guy.
Oh, it's so great for travel.
It's so convenient. And I will say, like, I did a lot of programming on it, like, the stuff that I normally do. Not that it's the most, like, intensive work, but, like, I have my IDE open, my code editor open. I have, like, simulators running. I have, you know, looking up references on the web. I have a bunch of stuff open, and I'm, like, you know, compiling code and run whatever, you know. And it didn't break a sweat at all, and the battery life was incredible. And I'm very happy with that thing. I think it's great.
No, it is. It's a good value. I will say, this is now the third refresh. So we're right in the period of time where I'm okay with refreshes, especially when it's a good chip upgrade.
Yeah.
Good value. You know, you're getting 16 gigs of RAM. You're getting 256 of storage. The storage, we need to up that. That needs to go up.
Yeah.
But the pricing and the performance, the build quality, like, it's literally miles ahead of the competition. And it will remain so when it gets further refreshes. I'll have a video out before the end of the year on the future of the MacBook. Next year, I think, is going to be a big, big MacBook year.
That's exciting.
Because I think we're going to get two MacBook updates next year.
Air is one of them?
Two MacBook Pro updates. Oh. I think we're going to get a early year M5 and then a late, like, October, November redesign, like, OLED. I think next year is going to be a pretty big year. And then a MacBook Air will get done, you know, probably early 2027.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think the exciting things are going to happen for the MacBook. But this MacBook Air, especially for $750, that's iPad Air money. Are you insane? Yeah. What? Buy it immediately.
No, that was, I mean, I don't, that deal is probably not going right now, but I've seen it regularly going for like $800, yeah, or maybe $850. Like, that will happen.
Dude, bro.
Wait, what?
Walmart has it for $700.
Is that? Oh, that's like new. That's not. Oh, okay. But new is. But still new is still
$750. So Walmart has it for $750. Best Buy still has it at $750. B&H has it at $860. That's just ridiculous.
$750. Yeah, $750 is crazy.
$750 is actually diabolical. You have to buy that, like, legally, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so then that's, oh, Mac Studio.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, look, the M4 Max is a good value at $2,000.
Okay.
And I said that, well, we didn't get a single MacBook Pro update this entire year, which is insane. But I said it last year with the M4. The Pro is the sweet spot for the laptops because it's too expensive. It's like $3,500 to get a Max in the MacBook Pro. It's not worth it. You don't get that much for it. But in a Mac Studio for $2,000, absolutely, all day long. The Ultra chip, waste of money. And I'm honestly thinking that unless Apple pulls out some interesting things with their Ultra chips going forward, I'm not going to be recommending them anymore because the Pros and the Maxes are so freaking fast. I don't think it's worth an extra like $2,000-$3,000 to get an Ultra chip anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the Ultra is just, it just gives you like a lot of cores, and so you really need something that can take advantage of that. And when the cores are like in the Pros and the Max chips are already so powerful,
yeah,
it makes it less necessary to have that many cores. And so I feel like it was already kind of underutilized, and now as the cores like and the chips get better, it becomes like less, you know, necessary. So yeah, no, I agree with you.
We're honestly getting to a point with Apple Silicon where I think that the hardware is accelerating faster than software. And that is kind of a new thing. Like, if you go back in time to the turn of the millennium, that was where technology was advancing the most quickly. Like, you could buy a top-of-the-range desktop in 1999, and by 2001... it was like a brick, you know. You had because keep in mind, here's what's absolutely insane. This is a totally random side tangent that might end up being a bigger component of a video down the line. But in 2000, Steve Jobs and Phil Schiller did a demonstration with the newest version of the G4 PowerPC chip.
Was this rendering in like Photoshop or something?
It was.
I remember that. Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, I think we've watched that together for some reason. I don't remember why.
I'm sure.
But they did this speed comparison running a G4 chip against an Intel Pentium 3. And it was so much faster that the audience was laughing.
Yeah.
Because it was just comical. And then immediately after doing that, Steve Jobs announces a Power Mac with dual G4 processors. So in 2000, PowerPC was embarrassing Intel. And 5 years later, they ditched PowerPC because it was dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's just how crazy that time period was.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And that was when everything was scaling, right? The level of graphical work that you could do, the level of rendering, video editing, gaming, all of that stuff was scaling so fast that the hardware was like keeping up with it. Now, Apple especially is pushing the inverse problem. They are, every single year, we're getting these insane jumps where I'm like, surely they're going to take a chill week, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll take a nap. We'll come back and pick it up later. They don't do it. The M4 chip was a banger. And then, I mean, we haven't gotten the M5 Pro and Max yet, but the M5 chip is nutty. It's crazy. And so they're not stopping. Because the other thing is, like, right, we haven't even gotten the M5 Pro and Max yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we're already hearing that the M6 is going to be on a 2-nanometer process, and they're using this new production method called wafer level multi-chip manufacturing.
Okay.
Where basically what it allows you to do is on the wafer, before they slice the dies into their final form, they can package multiple stacked chips on top of each other. So you can get your DRAM, your CPU, your GPU in like these little sub chips, all stamped onto the wafer itself.
Damn.
So that then you slice and dice them, and they're done, they're ready to go. So they're going to be smaller, more thermally efficient, and it's going to allow scaling. I think this is all major spoilers, by the way, for the video that I'm working on. Could you tell?
Yeah.
That's what I'm filming tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I think that we're going to get to a point where future Ultra chips aren't going to need the Fusion interconnect.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you can make a modular GPU, sure, it's on the wafer itself, but you can just kind of like add some more to it. And so that's my guess. It's going to be really interesting. But like M3 was ray tracing, really good. M4 was insane value and core speed. M5, fastest CPU core in the world. M6, 2-nanometer, like, this is back to back to back to back bangers, and nobody can keep up with them. I was comparing the M4. That's not even the current chip, and nobody can keep up. What the hell is going on here?
And I feel like even Apple's software, you're talking about hardware versus software. I mean,
yeah.
What's happened? Liquid Glass?
Yep.
Like, but that doesn't need an M6 processor to run.
I don't know how they did that. Because they're running the physics simulations in that are crazy. And it runs on my 2018 iPad Pro.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, they're crushing it.
But I feel like it's interesting because I feel like we're getting to the point. We've said for a long time that like the iPads, every time they do a chip refresh, we're like, did this really need a chip refresh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, it was already fast enough. Do we really need another one? And like, I feel like we're kind of getting to that. For a lot of people, they're probably at that point with the Macs. Maybe even for a while.
Yeah, I think really the difference, though, is that you can actually use the power on the Mac. Like, I will never complain about shaving some seconds off my render and export time.
That's fair.
Even as it just gets more and more comically fast and ridiculous, I will never complain about that on the Mac. On the iPad, I think it's dumb because you you literally can't use it. Yeah. Like, I got the thing. I'm like, I'm benchmarking it. I couldn't even find a single real world task to test with it because I'm like, well, it's an iPad.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Yeah, sure. You can run 3D Mark faster. Who gives a crap? Okay, so Mac Studio.
Yes.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay, for the Max, the Max version. Yeah,
the Max, it's a good value.
Sure.
So that's the entire first half of the year. Complete, utter hogwash.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then we get AirPods Pro 3rd generation.
Wait, we didn't give the MacBook Air a number, I don't think.
Oh, I thought we gave it a 7.
Oh, I think maybe you said 7. Okay, I'll go. Oh,
what do you think?
Wait, when did they do the base storage upgrade? That was not this year. That was last time, right?
I think.
That was the M3?
It was either the M3 or they did like a mid-cycle or something.
Oh, I think you're right. It was
M3. Or no, it was the M3 and then they retroactively upped the M2 or something.
I think you're right. Okay, so I will say like, I guess the M4 is like a solid upgrade. I'm good with a 7. I feel like maybe we're a bit biased like both having them. But
a little bit
like the upgrade on the face of it is not a huge upgrade, mm-hmm. but it's a solid upgrade and you can't, I feel like you can't really complain about it.
Yeah.
It's a very solid value.
I would give it a lower value if it weren't for the fact that everyone else's laptop in the industry is crap.
Fair enough.
So we'll go with that. Then we'll go to AirPods Pro 3rd generation and I'm going to give those a 4 because I actually use the AirPods Pro 2.
Whoa.
The 3s are uncomfortable. They're too big.
So I still use the 3s.
Okay.
And I would say I've mostly gotten used to them.
Hmm.
The one thing I'll say, I do agree that they're not as comfortable. And especially, I feel like when I'm running, sometimes they'll get loose and I'll have to adjust them. Although maybe, well, I haven't run as much lately, so I don't know. Hmm. But they're not as comfortable. They're not as good of a fit. I agree with you. The noise canceling is much better.
Yeah.
Whether you care about that or not is up to you.
It's not game-changing, but it's noticeable.
It is. The noise cancellation is noticeably better. I'll give it that. The sound, I don't even remember. I should, like, take out my 2s and compare them, because I feel like they do sound a little bit different.
I honestly, I go back and forth on that. Okay. There are some times, because I literally do go back and forth. Like, when I travel now, I bring both.
Okay.
Because, like, what am I going to do? Sell the AirPods Pro? Used AirPods are worth about 9 cents.
Yeah, that's
There's true. No point even doing that. So I literally just bring them both with me. And then it's so dumb. When one of them runs low on battery, I just swap AirPods Pro to the other ones.
Oh, my God.
This is the dumbest. This is the most, like, tech influencer that's thing so I've ever funny. Said. But, like, literally going back to back like that, there are some times where I'm like, maybe the AirPods Pro 3 are a little better. There are some times where I'm like, the 2s sound a little bit, sometimes they sound a little tighter. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm going to give it a 5 because I feel like there are some pros. I guess the noise canceling I would say is a pro.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know if there are really other like solid pros. Like I feel like a lot of it is up to your own taste, but the noise canceling is better. But they are less comfortable. I feel like it's kind of a mix. I could see a 5. I could see a 4 just because the fact that there is something that detracts from it is like, you could say they cancel out, but I feel like the fact that there is, that they are worse in some way is like not good. You don't want your next gen to be worse than the previous gen. So I could
this
do a
is
4
true.
Or 5. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide.
I think let's do 4.5.
4.5.
I'm like on a slightly negative. You know, I think it's just underwhelming because AirPods Pro 2 were so good.
Yeah.
And like, and they kept adding all the features, like the hearing aid stuff. They kept adding stuff to it after the fact, which I'm sure they'll do for this as well. But like those, I feel like the biggest indication that the AirPods Pro 3 aren't that great is that nobody really talks about them anymore.
Mm.
Like they're 3 months old. They're the newest AirPods. They're the best AirPods and nobody talks about them.
Yeah.
Okay, so next up, Apple Watch SE 3, 5. I don't even care.
Sure.
Watch Series 11.
I think for the SE, it's like maybe it's better materials. I think they did the bigger screen.
Yeah, that's like true.
Like smaller bezel.
That's
like,
true.
I think they did some solid upgrades. I think it was
maybe
probably
a 6 then?
Here's what I'll say. I think they did some upgrades, maybe even to the point where it would be like the 17 base, where they did some really solid upgrades.
Mm.
But I feel like we said before, with the iPhone sorry, with the Apple Watch SE, just buy a used Apple Watch 9 or 10.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah, that's so true. I'd forgotten about that because, so here, well, let me pull this up actually. We'll pull this up on stream real quick. Ooh, shameless plug. Go subscribe to The Middle Lane. It's really good. I bet you a Series 9 can be found for, what, $200? $190? Damn. I do want a 40... Wait, but that's... Dude, $200 for the 45 millimeter. Like, yeah. 150 to 200, you can get a Series 9, which is only 2 years outdated. Is the Series 9, I forget what the chips they, because they had a couple of them. I think the 6, 7, and 8 were all on the same chip or something like that. I can't remember what the, let me see if there's a compare tool actually that they have.
Yeah, there should be.
So let's compare the SE3 with the Series 9. There you go. Okay, so... Yeah, you've got the 45 millimeter versus 44. So you do get a bigger screen on a Series 9. They're both LTPO. The Series 9, oh wow, it's a brighter screen. Yeah. You get hypertension and ECG, which you don't get on the Series. You get blood oxygen. Where was the... I still don't remember. Okay, I guess you get 5G capable on this SE3.
I need 5G on my Apple Watch.
Oh, yes, sir. I absolutely do. Wait. Yeah, this has precision finding when the SE3 doesn't. That's weird. Yeah. And you can get stainless steel. Where's the pricing info for it? We'll just go back to it. So, like, honestly, it seems like that Series 9... You have the bigger screen, the thinner bezels. The Series 9, if I'm not mistaken, even has thinner bezels than the Series 10 and 11.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Here you can check. Scroll down to the... keep going. Right here. Oh, no, that's the... display, right? Or maybe it doesn't say.
I guess, yeah, the new one is a bigger display, but I don't know what the bezel size is. But so for $200 you can get a Series 9. The SE3 is $250. Okay, yeah. I think at that point we might even have to downgrade the SE3 because used Apple Watches are such a good value.
Yeah, I feel like okay, it's kind of hard when we're talking about these numbers. I feel like there you could assign a bunch of different numbers. Like, for example, the AirPods.
Mm.
I would give AirPods Pro as a category, like a 10 out of 10. I love AirPods. I use them every day for multiple hours a day. But when we talk about the AirPods Pro 3 versus the AirPods Pro 2, then we give it a lesser score. So I feel like for the Apple Watch SE, I think if you compare it to the previous gen SE, I think it is a pretty solid upgrade.
Mm.
But if you're talking about should you buy it or not, or you compare it to the larger ecosystem of Apple products, then I don't think it's worth it. So it's kind of, it depends on what number you want to give it. But I would say if you're talking about like, should you actually buy this thing? How good of a product is this in the larger ecosystem? I agree that it's like a 5 or maybe even a 4 just because you can get a Series 9 for the same price and it's better.
And honestly, I think we have to take that same thing for the Series 11 because the Series 11 is just such a nothing update. Like, if you want to get the newest Apple Watch, at that rate, I would just get a Series 10 on a discount. Like, it would be new instead of, you know, a lot of people don't want to buy a used Apple Watch. They tend to be, especially the aluminum ones, they get pretty scratched on the screen and stuff like that.
True.
Fair enough. I get that. But, yeah, I got to say, let's do a 4 for all Apple Watches this year, including the Ultra.
What did they even do for the Ultra? I think they just gave like the better screen. They took the screen from the Series 10,
the LTPO,
and then they brought it to the Ultra finally, like a year later.
Yes, with the like 1 hertz and the where because it now it shows the second hand. I'm pretty sure that's the only update.
Money. Did Sam buy that?
Of course he bought that. Are you kidding me?
I can't.
And he was excited about it. He goes, oh my God, this is great. I can see the second hand. I go, oh yeah, there you go. $800.
Yeah, good, I don't,
good deal.
I'll save $800 and not see the second hand unless I turn my wrist.
Oh, that's terrible.
I can manage
that. And you can't even do the double tap. He paid $800 for that one last year.
I wonder if he ever does that. Should ask him.
He does from time to time.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's... I can't imagine. I guess it's now $1,600 worth of double tapping and second hand. Good deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then we get to the iPhones. I mean, I think we started with the iPhone 17. I think that's got to get a 7.
I think it's a really solid upgrade. You could argue these are things that Apple should have done like for a long time.
Yeah, and I think that would be valid.
But at least they did it, right?
Yeah.
The base storage upgrade and the ProMotion are huge.
Yeah, and the same price. The bigger screen as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're basically getting the Pro display now. I mean, yeah, dude, I think it's just it's not exciting, right? None of what we've said is exciting. I noticed somebody commented, they were like, oh, Apple is so boring. Also, it's amazing. There is a difference between excitement and goodness, I guess.
Yeah.
The iPhone 17 is extremely, extremely uninteresting, but it is good, right? And I think that anyone with half a brain can understand that difference. And a lot of people, I don't know, I see comments like that. I'm not saying that this person is saying that, but a lot of people, I'm like, you know what we mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you have to understand the difference between good and exciting. And even the M4 MacBook Air that we were talking about earlier is good, but not exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's a chip refresh. It's just so good that it's like, well, yeah, why would you buy anything else? If you need a laptop for $700 to $1,000, I would come over to... If one of my friends was like, oh, I need an $800 laptop and they didn't buy a MacBook Air, I'd go over there and beat them.
Yeah.
I'd break into their home, much like you did.
Yes.
But not for a surprise.
Well, it would be a surprise of sorts, but...
It would, but not the surprise would be the cinder block coming down on their skull.
Yes, it would not be a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, because like, what are we doing here? 17, what do you think, 7?
It's a really solid, like, if you compare it to the 16, it's a much better phone.
Yeah.
7, maybe even a 7.5. Again, it's not exciting, but it's really good.
I would agree 7.5 if they didn't ruin the colors.
I like the blue and the green.
No, dude. Ultramarine was so good, and now it just looks like somebody left it on a windowsill in the sun for too long.
I need to see a reference again. I need to see the difference between them.
Well, I have an Ultramarine 16 in the other room with 800 battery cycles.
Yeah, is that still going?
No, I did okay, stop good, though. Because it's... Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't... Maybe it was better. I honestly don't remember. Maybe it was better, but I still like the blue and the green.
It's good, but...
Fine, 7. 7 is fine.
Can't be what it was. Let's do the Pro.
Yes, saving the best for last.
Of course. I still have a complicated relationship with the Pro.
Mm.
Because it's good. The design... I was going to say it has grown on me, but it hasn't really grown on me so much as I've...
gotten desensitized to it.
Yeah. The orange, though, still don't like that. And I've been surprised how many people buy it.
Yeah, there's a decent number of them out there.
I will tell you what, though. I have not seen the midnight, the dark blue, whatever they call it. Nobody bought that. It's either silver or orange.
That's true, because I have... I don't know if I've seen a surprising number of them. Maybe it's not surprising, or it's just like the thing where it's like you're looking for it so you notice it. But I have noticed a good number of 17 Pros and Pro Maxes in the wild. But I agree. Like, no blue ones. They're all silver and orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
It's so... Chat, let us know. Have you noticed the same phenomenon that, like, the vast majority of people are doing silver-orange? Which is weird because there's a lot of people that... You know, matte black everything. They want everything matte black. And it's close. It's the closest that you can get.
That's the best you can do.
I still don't understand why they only did 3 colors. It's aluminum. You could paint it violet.
yeah,
hot pink if you wanted to. Just like, what? The titanium, I get. It's harder to color that. But yeah, I don't know. Very strange. But yeah. I mean, I feel like this year, I will say the cameras were an underwhelming year. They've really done a lot to the cameras. Like, I mean, think about it this way, right? From the last three generations, the 14, we got the 48 megapixel. The 15, we got the telephoto lens, the tetraprism. The 16, we got, was it the 16 or was it just this year that we got the ultra wide 48?
I don't remember.
No, it was last year. Yeah. Last year we got the 40, because this year we got it on the telephoto, got 48 megapixels, but that also brought it from 5X to 4X.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't think it looks a crazy amount different. We also in previous years had, you know, Dolby Vision, cinematic mode, you know, 4K log, the codecs, the Aces stuff. Like they did a lot of those types of things in the past couple of years, and this year didn't really do a ton.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, they did change the design, which we were talking about for a while. We're like, oh, we want to, you know, see a new design. I don't love the design that they went with, but yeah, they did change it.
They sure did.
I mean, they did, and they have, like, the vapor chamber cooling. I guess that's cool. Pun intended. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. They definitely did some stuff to it, but, like, I mean, neither of us, or I guess you have one, but it's not your primary, and I don't have one.
So, I guess that brings us on to the iPhone Air, because when I made my review saying I'm abandoning the Pro Max, if you go to that video, the top comments are all like, 2 weeks later, I'm switching back to Pro Max. 2 weeks later, I'm proving the haters wrong, because I am not budging. I am holding firm.
Hell yeah.
The iPhone Air is so unbelievably good. And actually, yesterday was the first day that I've had where battery was an issue for me. And I'll be honest, it did get a little dire. We got down to like 10%. But to be fair, I woke up at 8:30. I had about a 90-minute FaceTime call at like 2, 3 p.m. by 6 or 7 is when I got my 20% battery warning. So that's already like most of the day.
Yeah.
And the reason it became an issue was because I had an event. There was like this glow-in-the-dark pickleball that we did that was super fun. Ooh, we should do pickleball. Ooh, maybe tomorrow. So we had like this event, and it was like 7 to 10. And then we like helped them clean up, and then we went to like a diner. So didn't get home until 3.
Damn.
And so I had to, you know, keep myself going by like juicing it up for like 15 minutes in the car. But I made it. It didn't die.
Nice.
From 8:30 a.m. to 3 a.m. It was close, but I made it. And I'm like, dude, yeah, that really validated my choice of the Air. Like, the battery is not as big an issue as I thought. The speaker is not great, but it's passable. It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me to the point where I would want the trade-off of going back to the brick.
It's fair. No, I feel like for me, let's see. The speaker is not great, but manageable.
Yeah.
The single camera, I will say, I think it's manageable, because I went, you know, I've done some traveling. I went to Colorado with the Air. I went to Madrid, Spain with the Air. Took a lot of pictures of both of those places. And I feel like I was fine. There were some times where I was like, oh, it'd be nice to have the ultra wide and really capture the full scene. Or, oh, it'd be nice to have a telephoto and get a super zoomed in view. But like, I feel like realistically, as much as you hate to admit it, like, how much are you really going to look at these pictures? Like, are you really going to say, oh, I want to look at every single I feel like it's more about just like the vibe, or more just like,
yeah,
the proof that you were there, and like seeing like, oh, I was at this place, whatever. And I feel like even with a single camera, it's a really good camera, and you can still do that. And so there were times where I kind of wished that I had the other cameras, but I didn't feel like I really needed them. I was like, this is fine. I can make do with this camera, and I'm still happy.
I definitely have some 2x shots that I wish were 4, and I definitely have some 1x shots that I wish were 0.5.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I 100% agree, just because carrying this phone around is so much more seamless and invisible and convenient of an experience. Like, genuinely, I've been on the biggest iPhones since the 6 Plus. I went 6 Plus, 7 Plus, 12 Pro Max, 13, 14, 15, 16, all Pro Max. This unbroken streak of big boys.
Yeah.
And the reason specifically that the iPhone Air was able to get me was because of the screen size. If they had done this thin of a phone with the iPhone, like the Pro, the 6.3, I genuinely don't think I would have been as tempted. Mm. But because it's 6.5, it is the perfect Goldilocks between, like, giving me that portability, but I still have a big enough screen to, you know, text, social media, all that stuff. It's honestly, it's gotten to the point now where I think this is the best iPhone to type on that exists.
It is super, like, we were talking, or I was talking about this with Sam earlier before I surprised
when
you.
When you were in hiding.
When I was hiding. And I was saying, like, when I went home for Thanksgiving, my dad handed me his iPhone 16 Pro Max, which was mine for a year before I gave it to him. Well, I think he paid for it, but before it went to his next owner. and so he handed it to me to, like, do something for him or whatever. And I was holding it. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's, like, so much bigger and thicker and heavier. And I was like, I can't believe, because I guess I've had since the 12, I had the 12 Pro Max through the, no, that's not true. I had the 15 Pro Max and the 16 Pro Max. I had the Pros.
That's true. You were Pros before. But even the Pros, like, dude, I have a 13 Pro that I bought for a video a little while ago, and I was using that the other day. And even that, I was like, this phone is so thick and it's so heavy.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, I know that a lot of people, I know that we've said this all before, and I know that a lot of people don't take the Air seriously, or they would never consider it. And I know that there are valid reasons why people can't use it. But when you don't, when you're not focused on the features and you look at the phone as, like, this is the thing that I use, like, most of what I'm doing is using it for phone stuff. I'm not taking pictures 100% of the time. I'm not using it. I don't have particularly high screen time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you know, maybe we're just not, you know, phone addicted enough for the iPhone Air to be not feasible. But it just, it's, like you said, it just changes your whole perspective.
Yeah, it's just such a nice, it's such a nice thing to hold and put in your pocket and whatever. I don't. Here's the thing, though. The one thing that I'll say is, I was watching Mr. Who's the Boss did his yearly phone reviews, and that came up on my feed, and I watched it. And he gave the iPhone Air, like, it was like the Why Does This Exist Award or whatever. So he was, like, trashing it, and that made me broke my heart. But here's the one thing that I feel like is, I kind of have this phone knowing that next year, I mean, hopefully they'll do another one next year, but, like, whenever they do another one,
I'm nervous about that.
Hopefully next year, like, I'm gonna get another one. And I think it's fair to say that if you're planning to buy a phone to keep for a few years, I do think that the battery degradation on this phone will be a lot more noticeable because it's smaller to begin with, and you're doing more charge cycles on it. And so I feel like if you look at it from that perspective, I can understand why people might be worried about it. That's the one
thing. Yeah, I definitely agree. The bezels are also a little bit thicker
on the Air.
That's a very minor one, but yeah, there's, like, you're right. The battery, if I kept this phone for, like, well, here's, I'm not sure there is going to be a new one next year. Yeah. Because they only called it the iPhone Air. The rumor was that they might do an every other year or, like, something with this. I don't know. Apparently, they are working on a version that has a second camera.
Okay.
So, I don't want it discontinued. If there's any hope of a future one, We could also see, I'm now remembering, there was another rumor that the iPhone 18 and 18 Pro might not come out at the same time. Mm. I don't know if you remember seeing that. There was a, apparently they're maybe toying with the idea of like doing a Pro in September and the regular in the spring or something.
Oh, interesting.
I'm pretty sure it was that way around and not vice versa. But maybe they would do an iPhone Air like spring of 2027.
Year and a half.
So a year and a half cycle. As long as there is hope that it will be updated and it's not like a, oh, we've killed it or we don't care about it anymore, I'll be happy with it. I'm going to say it. I think this phone gets easy 9.
Yeah, I feel like it's the first iPhone in a long time that's been like, I mean, we're still talking about how much we love it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, take the 16 Pro Max, for example. I mean, I don't think anyone really, but I'm like, ugh.
I didn't dislike it.
Yeah, but no, we didn't dislike it, but that was just like, you know, what was it? Apple Intelligence, which is still a joke, and the camera control, which I love that Apple nuked it in software because they knew, or they disabled like half of it, or they made it so that it's like simpler by default and you have to enable the other half of the features.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
talking
about? Yeah. Cause I'm like, they did know. It. And then they're like, no, this was too much. We didn't need that.
We fucked up. Uh-oh.
I still like, the only reason why I like the camera control button is because I like that I can map my other button to the flashlight, the action button to the flashlight instead of the camera.
So
I like that
it's just two hotkeys.
Yes, I like that there's a separate button for the camera so that I can use the action button for something else.
You know what's really funny is I use the camera control button to open the camera app and then I use the on-screen shutter to take the actual picture.
Really?
Yeah, like I actually use, because the problem is like when I use the camera control as a shutter button, mm-hmm. I'm always like swiping and then it moves and changes things.
You gotta turn that off.
Yeah. I might do that.
Mine's turned off, or it was whatever the default was. So I use it. I'll hit it, and then I hit my button.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking with that. That is such a. I never liked the camera control. I'll say it. I've been a hater since day one.
But I feel like the 16 Pro, like the 16 series, was not very exciting.
Yeah.
The 15 USB-C was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the 15. Was nice. The 15 was very solid. It wasn't as exciting as the Air. I don't think.
I agree. I think the iPhone Air is the most exciting phone since the iPhone 12, because the iPhone 12 was a redesign. Well, the 12 series, the Pro.
But I feel like, yes, that's true. But I feel like, I think it's the most exciting phone since either the 11 Pro
or the 10.
What phone has been more exciting than the iPhone 10? I could see the 11 Pro or 11 Pro Max. That was when they did the 3-camera thing, whatever.
I mean, none of them were more exciting than the 10, though.
Yeah, the 10 was like a paradigm shift,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, no, the 10, I don't know that Apple has the sauce to pull that off again.
I don't know if they even, I don't want to say need to, but like, I can't even
I don't know what, yeah.
What would it be?
No, there is that.
But I feel like the Air is almost, I mean, I know it sounds dumb to be like, oh, it's a thin phone, like that's as crazy as the iPhone 10, but like,
that's what the bar is.
But it kind of is. It's so thin, and it's like, it does kind of, it kind of
I get that people
things.
People don't understand the point of it, and I'll say it, all of those people have not seriously tried to use it.
Yeah.
People that hate on the iPhone Air go into it looking for reasons to not like it. Even, I'll say it, even the, you know, Mr. Who's the Boss giving it that award or whatever, I genuinely think that people just don't give it a chance. They look at the features, they look at the battery life, and they go, well, what's the point? Why are we paying to remove features? Why does this exist, right? That's the award that he gave it.
Yeah.
Nobody is actually living with the phone to come to that conclusion, because when you use it, not to do a benchmark or do a camera comparison where you zoom in and look at this pixel's sharper on this phone than this phone. When you just use the phone to text your friends, to scroll through social media, to answer emails and make calendar appointments, the iPhone Air, there is just something to it.
And dude, when you don't use it and it's just in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something like it sounds, I can understand why it would sound dumb mm-hmm. to someone who doesn't like, but it does make, it's so thin and it's so like it does actually make a difference. And it's like,
yeah.
It's like hard to describe, but yeah. It's just every time I look at this thing or I pick it up or whatever, I'm like, damn, I can't believe this is like real.
And I still, every single time that I like exchange phones with somebody, they're like, whoa, this is crazy.
I wish I got that more. I have gotten it once or twice, but I don't get it as much when really? I give someone my phone.
Hmm.
But I don't know. They don't know. There's
something about it. People don't know. It feels nice to be like, I feel like we're all in the know. Us iPhone Air fans. If you're not an iPhone Air fan, you're not allowed to resonate with that. Yeah. I'm not pointing at you. So look away. Okay. Real quick. We got distracted by iPhone Air once again. Our favorite thing ever.
The Pro and the Pro Max. We got to rate that.
6?
Sure. I was going to say 6.
Yeah. 6. They're fine. They're good-ish, but yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to... Secondhand market is going to be ruined because they're all going to be like, the silver ones are going to look like the moon and the orange ones are going to look like a traffic cone in New York City, just completely ruined. Yeah, it's just inevitable.
And the blue ones are going to look like the silver ones.
All the paint's going to go away. Yeah. Okay, so then we've got the iPad Pro with the M5 chip. Four and a half.
I mean, I don't know. It's the same thing with a faster chip.
Yeah.
It didn't need a faster chip, but it has one.
Yep. There you go. That's pretty much all you can say about it.
Yeah.
MacBook Pro M5. This one's interesting because, I mean, the performance is actually, like, just stupid.
Damn.
For what it is... For, you know, being a $1,500 laptop, and it gets pretty close to some Pro and Max chips that you would not expect it to have any business getting near.
Damn.
But the computer itself is the same thing. And I would hesitate to recommend buying it if not for the fact that it's probably going to be realistically at least about 2 years before a redesign makes it down to the base MacBook Pro, you know, at that price point. So for that reason, I think it's pretty solid. The design, I don't know. We're definitely getting to the end of the road for that generation of MacBook Pro design, which is going to be interesting when the M5 Pro and Max come out, because those I'm going to review and test from a performance and like a technological standpoint, but I can tell you right now I'm not going to recommend you buy them.
Yeah.
First of all, they should have come out in October.
Yeah.
And even then, I would have been on the fence. But if they're coming out in like February or even January, I'm gonna be like, okay, they're good, they're powerful, but just wait.
Yeah.
You'll get even more power and an OLED. Like, are you kidding me? So yeah, I don't know. This M5 MacBook Pro, I think a 7.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like the fact was it $1,599.
Yeah,
$1,599. Yeah, I feel like when Apple does refresh the MacBook Pro, they're probably not going to refresh the base model MacBook Pro. Like they'll mm-hmm. probably keep, like you said, they'll probably keep this design for at least another year after that.
It's even worse than that. They might not do the 14 at all.
Really?
Yeah, there's the code names that are leaking. This is another preview for a video I'm going to film tomorrow.
Okay.
The code names for the new MacBook Pros, there's like J704 is, well, right now it's J604 for the M5.
Okay.
The M6 is J704. The 16-inch is J716. And then there's K116. So there's a whole new thing for the OLED one, but there's no code name for a 14-inch OLED.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's like the iPad Pro, wasn't there a difference between the 11 and the 13-inch when the iPad Pro, remember when they changed and like one of them had like the OLED and one of them didn't or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did do a,
Was that the tandem OLED?
Well, but tandem OLED was the M4.
There was, it was a few years ago. It was a few years ago, but there
you're right.
There was some difference between them.
Oh! It was the mini LED. Only the 12.9 got it.
You're right, and that and it wasn't even good, right? It had like problems.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I returned that one. I didn't like it at all. It was the blooming was terrible. That was I think the M2 or something like that. Yeah. But this is even worse because the redesign is only going to be for the 16.
Yeah. No. That's. Are they going to put the M5 Pro and Max in the old design 14 and the new design 16?
Well, the M5 is all going to be an existing design. This would be the M6.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it would be the M6 16-inch would get the full treatment. I mean, it's not unprecedented. That's what they did for the original Retina. Remember, that came out...
That's true. It was just 15.
Yeah. And so, I mean, honestly, I almost wonder if they're going to do an M6 14-inch in this current design.
That would be... Very interesting.
I think maybe more likely would be keep the M5 in the 14-inch and then like 5-6 months later. Because the other thing is, theoretically anyway, we're getting the M5 chips in like January, February, and then we're getting those M6 that redesign in like October, November. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, I could see how you would do your chip refresh, your bread and butter in January, your new generation highest end in October, and then once you scale up chip production, because it's on a new process.
True.
Because we've also heard only the Pro iPhones are going to get the new chip as well. Mm. So I think they're trying to increase production to make the margins and the yields better, and then we'll get the 14-inch, maybe like March or something of 27. Okay.
That makes sense.
But anyway, the point being, where were we in the rankings?
MacBook Pro with the M5, I think you said
it was a 7.
I think that's pretty. It's a solid upgrade, and it's not gonna be obsolete for, or it's not obsolete. It's not gonna be outdated. For a while.
Yeah, I think it's a good buy.
Okay.
Especially because I'm sure you'll be able to buy them on sale for like $1,300 bucks.
Yeah.
Then we get to the final product of the year. Everybody's favorite. We're all talking about it. The M5 Apple Vision Pro. It's the best thing ever made. Oh, boy. Good God. I mean, that's got to be a 1.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when we're expecting Apple to do anything to the Vision Pro. But like,
not next year. Ming-Chi Kuo said not a single thing will happen for Vision next year at all.
Because this was technically not nothing, but only technically.
Did you know, though, that they made the pixel area is 10% bigger for the focused pixels because of the new chip?
But, yeah, but the field of view is the same.
Yes. But, like, the sharpest point in the center of the screen went from that to that.
Oh.
Yeah,
that might have been an exaggeration. That was a little bit.
It went from that to that.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. And no trade-in program. You freaks.
Yeah.
You actual freaks. Are you crazy? Yeah, Vision Pro, that's a 1. It's like almost insulting to update it and do that little. And not even give you any money for your old one.
What about the head strap? They did the other head strap.
Oh, they put another strap on the... They literally did the mod that people were buying two straps and they just sewed them together and said, there you go, that's a new product.
They made it slightly less uncomfortable.
Yay.
But it's still very uncomfortable. No, I agree.
And I think it's heavier as well by like, really? Like a microscopic amount because of the new chip.
Yeah, but every ounce counts on that thing. No, I agree. I feel like they like don't do anything with that. They don't talk about it. They like barely talk about it. They barely seem to care about it, and for them to do that and just be like, yeah, we haven't forgotten about it. It's almost like a malicious compliance in a way. They're like, we haven't forgotten about it, but we're not going to actually do anything.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So
they literally just were like, well, you can't say that we don't care because we put a chip in it. There you go.
Yeah. So,
you should thank us.
Yeah, I guess, you know, next, in a year from now, when we're reflecting on 2026 and
there's no
new Vision stuff, maybe we can look forward to something in 2027.
Even then, apparently, it's going to be a cheaper one.
Okay. Which at that point, they're already, the values have already tanked on eBay. The cheaper one is just a used Vision Pro, and it still sucks.
How much do they go for on eBay now?
I actually don't know. Should we check?
We'll wrap things up here in a minute.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
But I do want to know.
I have not checked in a while. I suspect $2,000. I think they've been hovering around that same point. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, $2,000 or a little less.
Yeah, so then what? So the cheaper one doesn't even matter.
Because the cheaper one, you know what? The cheaper one
is going to be worse.
And it's going to be the price point that they've been saying is like $2,000.
It's going to be, oh my God.
So it's
going to
be, you're going to be buying a worse product for what you can buy the better but already bad product for.
That's rough. My only hope is if cheaper means that they make it out of plastic instead of metal and then it's less heavy on your face. And maybe they don't put the eye, what's it, not eyesight, the eye screen, whatever it's called.
Oh, the seal? The light seal?
No, the where it shows your eyes on the outside.
Oh!
Yeah, that.
The eye screen. Yeah, dump it. That's so dumb.
What was it called again?
I don't even remember.
Whatever, who cares? The point is, if they take that out and they make it out of plastic instead, and it's like lighter on your head, I think that would do a lot to make it more comfortable. And if they, but I feel like they're going to cheap out on other stuff too, and then it's just going to be worse.
Yeah.
Damn, that's rough.
I'm my only hope for the Vision line is to just do glasses.
Yeah, they got to dump the Vision Pro and move on.
This one sucked. Dump it.
they gotta dump it.
Just dump it. So there you go. That's our ranking. That's our year in review for 2025. It's a good thing that there wasn't that much that came out because we still found a way to yap for more than almost an hour and a half.
Yeah. we were like, oh, nothing happened this year. And then we talked for an hour and 20 minutes. So,
but I hey, guess, look, in an hour and 20 minutes, you can summarize at length every single Apple product that they announced.
That is true.
If that gives you some idea of what happened this year. I guess if let's maybe give our final like 30-second closing thoughts on like the state of Apple and where they're going.
Yes.
Because last year, I'm like just based on my own vibe, last year felt like a worse year, even though this year was objectively a worse year. And I think the reason for that is last year was dominated by stagnation, not refreshes, and Apple Intelligence, which was dumb.
Oh, God.
But this year, I'm seeing the light. We've got iPhone Fold coming up, which I do think is not going to be for me, but it at least is there. Mm-hmm. We had the iPhone Air. We had Liquid Glass, which I love. We have Apple not doubling down on dumb AI shit, whereas everyone else is.
True.
We have MacBook Pro redesign coming up. There's glasses and stuff on the horizon. Like, I feel like this year did ultimately end up being kind of a boring bummer year, but there's more exciting stuff coming, so I feel better than I did last year.
Yeah, I'll say, I mean, we got the iPhone Air this year. That, by the way, that's the winner of our award. I think we.
Oh, for sure.
I think we kind of spoiled it, but now that we've rated everything, we can officially say that the iPhone Air is the winner.
Yay!
Okay. So we got the iPhone Air, which is very exciting. And I guess, like, maybe, and again, this is kind of a me thing, but, like, I really got into the MacBook Air this year. I started having it with my work laptop, and then I got one as a personal laptop. So that's not to say that Apple really did that much with the MacBook Air this year, but to me, like, you know, obviously it's an Apple product, and I got into it. So, like, it does reflect on my year. So,
yeah,
my bias, but whatever. But I agree. I think there's, like, stuff we're looking forward to next year that's exciting. The MacBook Pro sounds like there's going to be a lot of stuff. There was the stuff this year that was supposed to happen, like the Apple TV and the AirTags that will...
Yeah,
hopefully that'll happen next year.
It better happen next year.
I mean, if it was supposed to happen this year, it should happen next
year. The AirTag came out 4.5 years ago. We're overdue.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully that'll happen. And I feel like even there are rumors about the MacBook Air in the spring getting mm-hmm. like 512 base storage.
Yes. That probably it'll be probably M5 16 gigs 512 for $999. That's going to be a banger deal.
And I honestly might end up returning my MacBook Air because I can return it until like January 15th. I honestly might return it right at the end.
And then wait for like a month and a half, 2 months until the new one comes.
And then get the new one. Because I feel like I'm already basically at the limit of 256 and I don't have that much stuff on there. It's just all the developer tools and stuff take up a lot of space.
Oh, God.
So I kind of want the 512.
Yeah. I mean, you could get an M4 on a discount. But at that point, you might as well get the extra performance and like...
Yeah, I might end up doing it. But anyways, just to say, like, that's something that I'm looking forward to personally. The MacBook Pros are exciting. Like, if mm-hmm. we finally get a refresh after, you know, 5 years or whatever, that's exciting. Oh, I'm
stoked for that.
That's going to be... And then, you know, that'll give us a preview of what the MacBook Air will look like when mm-hmm. that gets a refresh. We've heard about... Or redesign, I should say. We've heard about, like, that super cheap MacBook. Like, maybe we'll get more information about that next year. Dude, the
budget MacBook is going to be nuts.
I hope that happens or we get more information.
It's definitely happening. So we've reached the point where there's enough rumors that it's for sure happening. So, like, and that's exactly what I mean. Like, someone also mentioned iPad Mini is getting OLED. Like, I think there's a lot of good stuff coming next year. And I think we're going to have a good time. So, for that reason, I think... You're right. iPhone Air, best product of the year. MacBook Air hitting its stride. And all the product lineups, except for the iPad.
Yeah.
And the Vision Pro.
Yeah.
Seem to be having a pretty good year next year.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And we're also looking forward to seeing you guys here on the podcast. It will be January. It will be 2026 when we see you next because, well, quite frankly, there's literally nothing else for us to talk about.
We've discussed everything.
Literally everything. And we gave... And look at that. We did a long episode, too, which I think is fitting.
So we're going to end the podcast and just sit in silence.
Yep.
And for 6 days before until we leave.
Yep. No, Noah will go in his room. I'll go downstairs to mine and we'll just not speak.
And then we're done.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've been your host, Luke Miani.
And I've been your host, Noah Rubin. Happy holidays and happy new year in advance. And we'll see you next year.
Thank you so much for watching.
Good night.